Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters, December wheat down a nickel, and November beans down 4.25 cents. Currently, we have the dollar down just about five ticks, crude oil up 50 cents a barrel. Dow Jones looks to be up about 100 points to start with. Gold and silver are higher. The big news this morning, 705,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. That should give us a little bit of a boost, but that may account for yesterday's buying activity in the bean market. The bean oil was down 47 overnight. The bean oil has been leading us up. So if that breaks, the beans might break too. But I still think we got plenty of demand out there. There's more Chinese business coming. And I wouldn't be, too bearish out here. I still think we've got some upside potential. The question in the corn and wheat is, will the funds cover? The exports have maybe been a little bit disappointing on the corn. The wheat's starting to pick up here. Not only the exports, but the more talk about the quality issues. So if we can get the funds to cover this short corn and short wheat, that could give us another great marketing opportunity out here that we certainly would like to take advantage of. I think the extent of whatever rally we're going to get here is going to be pretty much through the end of the month, and then we may back off as we head into the end of the year and into Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I still believe we've got an opportunity to shake these funds out of their short positions in the corn and wheat, which would be great. The bean market funds added to their bean length yesterday. As I've mentioned, I never get too excited about a bean market being led up by the oil. The oil's going to put us a little bit lower here today. We'll see if the export announcement changes anybody's mind out here, but I think the buying was pretty much bought yesterday. We'll see if the specs want to add to their long positions out here. The weather around the country is incredibly warm. Chicago was well into the 80s yesterday. Some reports around Garden City, Kansas of 100 degree temperatures, which they've never ever had in the month of October, let alone on October 17th. So we are seeing some heat building out there, but I think all it's doing really is drying down the grain, getting guys a chance to get in the fields. We're a little bit behind on the harvest on beans and corn, but I think we've got a good chance this week to finally catch up. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.